time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and K and L Organic Growers. And the K is Ken, and the L is Lori Shearer from K and L Organic Growers in Coleraine. An interesting story because, Ken, you grew up on a farm and then left the farm, and now you bought the farm, but not in the you died sense.
Yes.
Where did you grow up on a farm?
In Coleraine.
The same farm.
Oh, yeah. Same farm. Been multi-generations. Then I met Lori.
And then what? Lori said, hey, man, go back to the farm.
When I moved to the farm, I started a vegetable garden that produced way more than I thought it was going to. So we started selling some vegetables at Pine Hill Orchards, owned by Kenny's uncle. And I had been selling organic eggs from my own flock. And so I moved in with the eggs and grew the food and convinced him that we should try to feed a community. So
this was your grandfather's farm.
Correct.
Then it was your dad's farm.
Correct.
And you were trying to get out of the farm.
Out of farming.
Dairy farming.
And what were you doing?
Cabinet making, which I still am.
And what brings you back to the farm?
My desire to keep people in the community well-fed with healthy organic produce. I had some personal health issues that really took me down for a while, and coming back up out of that, I am a person about community service, as you are, and one way that I think that I have the opportunity now, being part of the farm, is to be able to feed the ideal group of like 150 people, and they all know us and we know them.
And you have a farm share, CSA model, and that's the 150 people that you're feeding right now?
Probably our overall. We're feeding about 50 people this year in terms of share membership. We also have a farm stand in a great location. So we are feeding more people than we can track, really. But to have a core of 150 people, I think, would be a perfect scale for us.
And now, Lori, you didn't grow up on a farm.
No.
So you have, you know, this maybe mythic vision about getting to the farm and growing food for people, and you drag Ken back like of the Godfather.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the tale goes a little smoother than that.
Uh-huh.
But it's been in my blood. I've grown food always in some sort, no matter where I've been. And in the face of a growing consciousness, people really are caring about their food and what's in it with the GMO controversies. And this is why people are, I think, investing more locally. And we're so fortunate to be where we are, to have our neighbors and friends come to us and say, you know, we're trusting you to grow our food.
So here we are at the tail end of summer. And what are some of the things you're harvesting right now off the farm?
There's a basket there to demonstrate some of what's in the shares this week. Have you ever had a lemon cucumber? I know you like cucumbers.
I do.
I brought you a lemon cucumber.
Ooh.
It's probably at the bottom.
Tell me about this. This is the lemon cucumber.
That's a lemon cucumber.
It looks like
a lemon.
But like a ball shaped. And it's, well, could I bite into it?
Please, please. They're the best snacking cucumbers.
It's awesome. I've never even heard of this sort of thing.
Well, I hadn't until I met Lori.
Where did this come from? Ken grew up on a farm. You dragged him back to it. Now you're growing all these things that nobody's ever heard of.
I may have read that it might not be as close to an actual cucumber as you think.
We're learning about identities here as a society right now. So if this thing wants to be a lemon, it's a lemon. It wants to be a cucumber, it's a cucumber.
It just wants to look like a lemon and taste like a cucumber.
That's fine. We can all be who we want to be.
We are not into narrow vegetable definition.
Do you like husk cherries?
Yes, I do.
So we like the heirloom varieties, and you know, we do grow some hybrids, but the heirloom varieties are,
they have so much food here, it's hard to find these things in this beautiful basket of produce.
Ken, this farm was your grandfather's. It was then your father's. You left the farm to go cabinet make, which you're still doing. And now you're back on the farm. What's it like having, this is sort of like second wave farming for Ken?
Oh, it's definitely, and it's new to me.
Because you were just not interested in it before?
Not in this vegetable deal.
Because it was dairy before that, right?
Dairy.
Yeah.
The chickens I have had some experience with. That I can deal with. This vegetable thing. This is, I mean, look at this stuff. I don't know what happened. But it tastes great.
And I think it's just another great example that if we can keep land in agriculture, that it may change what the farm business is. But without that land, we wouldn't be able to be right now pulling the produce from that land for the community like we were doing the organic milk and dairy for years and years and years. And who knows what the future may be in for both of you.
One of the things we're ruminating on is incorporating more whole diet elements into the share membership. Providing some meats and other things may be coming. And even if he doesn't want to milk the cows, I'd be willing to milk a couple cows to provide that awesome raw milk and cream to our members.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
You can see Ken's face
But he has other pieces.
Yeah. No, I'm not into milking cows.
But.
Give me a lemon cucumber any day.
You want me to be your therapist? Ken, how does that make you feel when she says they're going to bring more cows?
Oh, that's fine if she wants to manage it with her
interns,
staff.
Lori, and
interns.
You're okay if Ken doesn't participate?
In the dairy part, yeah, because he participates so much. Yeah. He does all the heavy equipment stuff right now.
It's
he does
obvious to me that you guys love each other and that K and L Farm is the
it
perfect
name. It is a love story.
Ken and Lori Shearer from K&L Organic Growers in Coleraine, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, who have Taste the View coming up September 18th. Quant Quant Farm in Waitley, the most fun farm to say, and with their beautiful reception area, it's a local harvest dinner and auction to benefit CESA. Find out more at buylocalfood.org.